Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Austin Linney with your Friday rant. You know what word I hate? Hate's a strong word, but it's the truth. I hate no. Am I the only one that hates no? It's not that I believe I can do anything. It's that it's such a limiting conversation. But more importantly, as a kid, as somebody that had a ton of energy, as somebody that was somebody that needed a lot of attention and ADD, all those things, I got told no so much that I believe it became part of who I am. It became part of stuff I had to push past. It became things that I believed that no was the way. And so think about that. How many times in your life do people around you, close to you, even yourself, say no, right? No, it's too hard. No, you can't do that. No, you can't lose the weight. No, you can't do this. No, you can't make that kind of money. Oh my God, oh my God. It's such a finite, absolute word that it means nothing to me. And if it does anything, it pisses me off, right? Like, why even say it in the first place? Look, I understand that you have to have some reality in this world. And I understand that you have to have some sort of boundaries and some sort of steps that you take in this world. But to just flat out say no, not the case. Should I have said no to getting sober? Should I have said no to starting a podcast? Should I have said no to starting a business? How many times do we hear that word in our life? And how many times, more importantly, is it ingrained into our subconscious behavior and thoughts with the first reaction to anything that we do? The reason that I was all torn up inside was because I believed the no for myself. All those cascading of no's, all the people that told me what they told me, I believed it. And so I love to say yes now. Yes, you can. Yes, it's possible. Yes, we could totally do that with the right framework and the right steps. Yes just feels so much more empowering. It's just easier all the way around. So I want you to ask yourself, are you subconsciously telling yourself no? Switch those no's to yeses and watch how your life changes. We'll see you next time. Guys, let me take a minute to tell you about my buddies over at Lead Hub, Ben and Aaron, the best humans I know. Not only are they amazing at marketing for trade companies, but Ben started his HVAC company in his garage, sold it for multi-million dollars. So when this guy talks, I listen. When we took over Dietz Mechanical, we had 22 reviews in 22 years and 7 short months. We went from 22 reviews to 107. We went from a 4.2 to a 4.7. We tripled our Facebook presence and we tripled our calls. If you're an HVAC, plumbing, electric, landscaping company, and you're looking for a no BS approach to marketing, you're looking for people who have done it before, you got to go to leadhub.net